We've been talking a lot about food on Morning Edition recently. NPR's Allison Aubrey is back here. And Allison, last time you and I were talking about eggs.
Yes.
You gave me permission to put cheese in my eggs.
That's
which
right.
is the best news I've ever gotten in my life. And so I'm very excited about what you are talking about here now.
All right. So I think today, David, we are going to talk flavor.
Awesome.
Old flavors that are new again.
Ooh, that's poetic.
I'm going to be making the case that we need to get to know these flavors. I'm going to start by persuading you. So will you do me a favor
anything
and
you
taste
want.
Something?
Yeah, anything you want.
Okay. I brought this
for you.
You
got a crock pot?
Any idea what this is?
No, it doesn't look appetizing.
Okay.
It looks like burnt garlic cloves?
God, it's so ugly that
Gosh.
When I had this on my desk, the cleaning crew threw it away.
So when the cleaning crew tries to throw something away, is your immediate reaction, let me bring this to David so he can eat it?
Pretty much so.
Okay, awesome.
But really, check this out.
Right.
I've got, describe, what do you see? What do you think it is?
This is the inside of a garlic it's the kind of garlic you would sort of squish together and put on a salad,
so you
but it's
think
burned.
It's garlic.
It's like burned.
You think it's garlic, but give it a taste.
All right, I'm going to...
There's a little clove for you.
Okay. Oh.
Surprise, right?
It's sort of gum texture.
When I first tasted it, I was blown away. It hit me like dried fruit.
It's not terrible. It is sort of like dried fruit.
Almost like a date.
Uh-huh. Kind of surprising.
But
is it garlic?
Well, actually, 6 weeks ago, it was a garlic.
Uh-huh.
And now it's been transformed into something completely new. You taste all those like layers of flavor. Like to me, there was this whole bouquet of taste. There were like little bits of cherry, fig. It has this like molasses quality.
Yeah.
Little nuttiness.
Still in my mouth right now. It lasts.
So the origins of this, it's called a black garlic.
Okay.
Go back to Asia. So Korea, Japan, it's millennia old. It's long been touted as something that's good for your health. And it's just starting to show up here in the U.S. starting about 5 years ago.
But let's be clear. This is just six-week-old garlic. It becomes this after sitting there and aging all
And
this
you're
time?
About to get to see the process. I'm
oh,
about
nice.
To bring you into the process here.
I
got
ready.
Turned on to this by a chef here in Washington. His name is Rob Wayland. And he's turned a little part of his kitchen at Garrison Restaurant into this chemistry lab I visited. And you've got to imagine, it's this modern, sleek Capitol Hill restaurant. But in the back of the house, he took me to this dark little corner where he's got jars of all kinds of things fermenting, and he's got this little oven where he slow cooks these cloves of garlic for weeks. So he showed me the process.
So this is essentially the beginning stages of the garlic. It'll sit in there for 6 to 8 weeks probably, and what comes out is an amazing product.
Slow cooking for 6 weeks? Like it's literally cooking for 6 weeks?
That's right. And when it does that, there's this like whole cascade of chemical reactions going on. So creating entirely new flavors. I mean, this does not taste like a garlic, right?
No, and it has a consistency of like a Swedish fish. I mean, it's,
right.
But it tastes better.
And some of these flavors in here are kind of funky. So when you heat the garlic here, you get this browning effect, similar to what you get when you brown meat. So you
right.
get that like nice caramelization and probably some of that texture you're talking about.
Yeah.
And then there's also a kind of fermentation happening because there's all these little microbes in the air and on the garlic here when the process starts. Now, this is kind of complicated. So I reached out to Matt Hardings. He's a food science professor at American University. And he tells me this is one of the most ancient ways of creating flavor.
In my romantic mind, I kind of imagine it being sort of like the first fermentations where someone left fruit juice out and some yeast got into it.
You know, aha wine.
Yeah, an aha wine 30 days later. And something like this, they took some garlic and they put it in a warm place, forgot about it, came back to it a month later, and aha, black garlic.
This guy's very excited about fermentation.
Well, he's excited about the idea that could have been a mistake, right? Discovering this thousands of years ago.
Yeah.
But, you know, the thing is, we don't even realize how many foods get their distinctive flavors from fermentation. So I've got a goodie bag for you right there, David.
Yep,
you want to open that up?
I would love to.
All right. Tell
this
us what's in there.
All stuff that gets better with age. Is that right?
That's the theme here. Yep.
Okay. I have. Oh, this is kosher for Passover. Or is that just the jar?
It's sauerkraut.
Oh, okay. Sauerkraut. Good. Then we have a bottle of Red Blend California wine.
And some sourdough bread, some stinky cheese.
Yeah, cheese.
We got some
yogurt
in there.
This is a great little meal we have here.
So
fantastic.
What do you Gruyere. Think all these things have in common?
Fantastic. Bread? Bread gets better with age? Doesn't
well,
it get
it's sourdough.
Sourdough.
Sourdough
gets
starter.
With age.
So
okay.
all of these foods are really being, you can think of it as being transformed by the power of friendly microbes. These microbes set off little chemical reactions that create new compounds and new flavors. So the microbes are actually changing the taste of these things. And the bonus really is that these compounds, some of them, can be really good for our health. our bodies can really benefit from a lot of this good bacteria.
Bacteria is a good thing.
Well, you know, you hear eat more yogurt, right. You hear about kimchi being a health food. This field of research is really exploding.
Why now? I mean, didn't people always know that, like, cheese tasted better when there was age?
Well,
something people are into trying aging different things?
I think the enthusiasm for fermented foods comes at a time when we're learning just how important all of the bacteria that live in us and on us and around us are. I mean, this is called the microbiome. Here's Matt Hardings again.
In science, the microbiome is really hot right now. It's a really hot topic, and the president just announced the microbiome initiative. So our bodies are covered in bacteria, and so our foods are the same way, right? And we live in the symbiosis with microbes around us.
So microbes create a new flavor. And I mean, you said, like, when they discovered that wine tasted good when aged was kind of a surprise. Could I start testing stuff in my own kitchen and age it and ferment it and see if something weird happens?
Sure. There's this huge do-it-yourself movement. Just Google the word fermentation. You'll find yogurt making kits, ways to make kombucha and kimchi.
Probably make a very smelly kitchen, potentially.
That's right. I mean, what's happening is people know that these microorganisms can create flavor. So they're playing with this and rediscovering things like black garlic, which has been around for millennia. Now, all you need to do, David, if you want to make this, is pop it in here for 6 weeks, let it sit, low heat.
It is something really different, but it does leave an aftertaste like garlic does.
You know what?
It's definitely still there.
What I recommend is that you kind of, like, spread it on a piece of bread.
Oh, when not eat it in a chunk like you
no,
gave it to
me.
No,
when chefs use it, they kind of blend it in with a plate of vegetables, so you don't necessarily have to sit and munch on the whole
Thanks
clove.
For telling me that now. Do you have a breath mint?
Sorry.
Allison, thank you.
Thanks so much, David.